Silver Wattle, written by Belinda Alexandra and read by Caroline Lee. We Czechs have a saying, "Do not let evil take you by surprise." I wish I had paid more attention to that warning. But then we also have a proverb, "After the battle, everyone is a general." It is easy to see what one might have done differently in hindsight. When I remember Prague, I think of chestnut blossoms bursting out on the trees of Petrin Hill. I see shutters thrown open to blue skies and smell lilac wafting in on the breeze. I hear my sister Clara playing Chopin on the Petrov Grand in our house at the foot of the castle. My mother is there too, busy at her easel, blocking in the sky, roughing in a foreground, dabbing in the finer details of her latest painting. The book of verse falls from my lap while I listen to the music drift on the air as delicately as the lilac scent. Clara's fingers glide over the keyboard. From the time she first sat at the piano, my younger sister confounded music teachers by playing complex pieces with a subtleness that belied her age. She has a certain touch, a way of caressing the music that is best described as silky. My mother and I could listen to Clara play for hours on those mornings we spent together when my stepfather was away on business. And, being an indefatigable practicer, Clara readily obliged us. Even now, all these years later, when I think of her playing, a sense of peace washes over me. Later in the day, my mother, Clara, and I would eat potato soup and fruit dumplings while Mother read the newspaper to us. We were interested in developments in our newly born state, Czechoslovakia. It had come into existence with the collapse of the Austro-Hungarian Empire at the end of the Great War, which had finished the previous year. But if Aunt Josephine arrived for a visit with her poodle, Fripp, the newspaper was put aside and the spirited spinster and her black-furred companion given our full attention. "Ah, look at you two girls," Aunt Josephine would say, addressing Clara and myself. "You grow more lovely each time I see you." Clara and I would exchange a smile. Aunt Josephine visited us 3 or 4 times a week and always said the same thing with an exclamation of surprise. "But what do you expect?" she asked when we reminded her of this fact. "With such a glorious mother."